Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry, the Comrades Marathon coach, is with us once again. Lindsay, today's question comes from DeLon Barnard. And I think it's a great question. DeLon wanted to know, what is the recovery advice, training and nutrition-wise, for when you've run a marathon as a training run, and do you need to continue doing your long runs in the following week or in the week or two following that marathon? He said he ran a 4:30 marathon this past weekend. Does he still need to do his long runs in the upcoming couple of weeks?
So, look, if you've done the marathon as a training run, as a true training run, then you shouldn't need to make too much adjustment to the training runs coming up. And the way that you'll know if you did that as a true training run is that you're going to finish the marathon feeling very strong and that you still had a lot more in the tank. Of course, you might have, or you probably will have, tired legs. I mean, you've still run 42 kilometers and there may be some discomfort on the day, but there should be very little or no stiffness the following day, and 48 hours post there should be absolutely no stiffness on running. And if you meet those two criteria, then of course you can continue training as normal. But if you've overdone the marathon, you will be stiff on Monday and you will probably be a little more stiff on Tuesday. Or even if the stiffness is reducing, that means that you went a little too hard but not crazy, then I would adjust that week and make sure that you recover properly from the marathon before you then continue with your long training runs in the 2 weeks post the marathon. So it really comes down to if you truly did that marathon as training or if you ran it a little too hard.
Awesome. DeLon, thank you very much for your question. Lindsay, thanks for your time today as well. We're back again tomorrow with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.